news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
A lot of folks underneath the freezing mark this morning. 33, though, at our studios, heading for a high in the 50s. Dr. Bill's forecast on the way. First, let's check the ride in with Kane in traffic right here on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning from the Pitsitons Towing Recovery Traffic Center. So far, accident-free conditions. Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers say light traffic and no delays as you're traveling across the Bayway. 1065 split now towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. For Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, we've had light traffic as well. Create lasting family holiday memories by traveling to the Gulf Coast Premier Christmas Tree Farm. It's Fish River Christmas Tree Farm. It's Silver Hill, Alabama, with a 40-acre farm with thousands of trees to choose from. See them at fishrivertrees.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and a little warmer with highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 607 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean, Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Is it? Do we start the countdown to Christmas yet? Is it? Or do we wait till December? We start. Oh, only so and so more shopping days.
It depends on how old you are, I think.
Because paying bills affects you differently. Yes.
If you're just waiting for the gifts to arrive underneath the Christmas tree.
I like when they say shopping days until Christmas. They kind of all are. I mean, you know, we had a whole discussion yesterday with Cyber Monday. By the way, today Giving Tuesday, we'll talk about that some. But you know, this whole day, it's a shopping day. There, am I missing something? They're pretty much all shopping days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, until Christmas Day itself, which even then now,
it's
I believe
kind of a
you
shopping
can go out
day.
Shop on that day.
So we'll just say days until Christmas when we get to that point, not shopping days. All right, Dr. Bill has more on our forecast, but yeah, under 32 for quite a few areas in Mobile and Baldwin County. He'll talk about that. Also, the rest of the work week and the weekend ahead, that's coming up. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly Findlay.
All righty, thank you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. The investigation continues into the death of a woman in Citronelle. Her body found in a home engulfed in flames. Authorities confirmed that she was shot before her home burned, but knew this morning we now know one of her dogs actually survived. A fire happened back on November the 20th at a home on Robert Walker Road. According to an autopsy, it revealed that the woman was fatally shot prior to the fire, and now the Mobile County Sheriff's Office say that they are investigating this case as a homicide. Authorities think the victim may be Candy Jansen Newburn. Now, originally, it was thought that one of the dogs had died in the fire, but the dog actually had been picked up by a neighbor. MCSO arranged for the dog to be treated by the local veterinarian. That's according to their spokesperson. So that was announced on Monday. MCSO is also, though, requesting that if you have information about this crime, to call 251-574-8633 to share it, or you can also contribute your anonymous tips to mobileso.com/crime tips/. Former Governor Robert Bentley, of course, former governor of the state of Alabama, back in the news thanks to new information involving a lawsuit filed against him. According to court records, the Montgomery Circuit Judge Greg Griffin has now set a March 4th trial date for this case. You'll recall Mr. Bentley's former law enforcement secretary, Spencer Collier, is accusing Bentley of wrongfully firing him and then trying to discredit him, he says, with a state investigation that was phony all the way around. Collier also is accusing Bentley of interfering in law enforcement business. As for Mr. Bentley, he says Collier was dismissed, quote, for cause. So it's one of those deals that we shall see. Now, if you're keeping up with the, you know, usually they say keeping up with the Joneses, but this isn't a Jones situation. This is a Bentley situation.
Okay, do tell, yes.
Well, one day after being fired by then-Governor Bentley, Collier publicly accused him of having an inappropriate relationship
Yep. Remember how that went?
Yes. Before his divorce. That situation engulfed the former governor, who resigned last year. He pleaded to misdemeanor charges rather than face impeachment hearings. So, again, Judge Greg Griffin, he's a circuit court judge, set the date for March the 4th, and he has told both sides to notify him if they reach a settlement. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thanks, Kelly. And I don't know if we have a search engine that could handle that, but if you went far enough back in our archives, we had an hour-long conversation not long after that with Spencer Collier on this show, where he made those accusations on the, against the governor. We'll throw a couple little tidbits here on this governor story into the mix, because when I said something about this yesterday, the text line popped up, people going, "You're not serious." And I said, "Yes, I am, and don't call me Shirley." That's a joke from the movie Airplane. We, the taxpayers of the state of Alabama, have been footing the bill for the legal work done to this point on this case for Governor Bentley, and if it does go to trial, we, the taxpayers of Alabama, will be footing the legal bill for that trial.
So shouldn't we let Judge Griffin know if we've reached a settlement?
That's correct. That's correct. Now, one of the motivations, too, to watch is, although I mean, I don't know what makes a man tick, but if this goes to trial March 4th, all the kind of stuff, the discussion of the he and she and the wallets and helicopters and Celine Dion and, you know, all those things will come back out in that courtroom. That'll be part of the deposition, then, of course, coming back out in trial. So there is a motivation, you would think, to maybe get this thing settled. But I'm wrong on a consistent basis on things like that about what Robert Bentley does, so don't listen to me. So, yeah, but all I know is this. We, the taxpayers of Alabama, are paying the legal bills for the former governor of the state.
Ouch.
I can hear y'all hollering even through my headphones. I'm with you. All right, 6:13, we're coming right back.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The State Bureau of Investigation has taken over a high-profile Thanksgiving night shooting. 21-year-old Mantic Bradford Jr. was shot and killed inside the River Chase Galleria in Hoover near Birmingham. He was believed to be the gunman in a shooting inside the mall that injured two people. But Hoover police announced the next day that Bradford did not fire those shots. During an event at the Capitol, Governor Kay Ivey was asked about the shooting.
It's a tragic situation. SBI has taken over the case. They're working it. Stay tuned.
Mobile Fire Rescue is expecting big news today. Firefighters will find out whether their insurance rating improves later this morning. An improved rating could lower insurance rates for homeowners and business owners in Mobile. And there's at least one more year to cruise out of the port city. Mobile's mayor and city council members held a news conference announcing the signing of a new contract with Carnival. It extends the Carnival Fantasy stay in Mobile through November of next year. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, 6:16 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. On Monday Night Football, the Houston Texans won their eighth game in a row.
Over whom?
They defeated the Tennessee Titans, my team, the Tennessee Titans. It was a tough night for me because the Titans lost 34-17 to the Texans. Texans running back Lamar Miller had 162 yards rushing on 12 carries, including a franchise record 97-yard run in the second quarter after the Texans stopped the Titans on 4th-and-1.
So now Lamar Miller able to get out of the hole. Miller, could he? Vaccaro's chasing. Lamar Miller all the way.
That 97-yard run is the longest run in the NFL since Lamar Miller ran the same for a touchdown in 2014 with the Dolphins.
Go figure.
Miller now the only player in league history with two career rushing touchdowns of 95 yards or longer, and he's still hooked up to that oxygen machine that's on the sideline. Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota completed 22 of 23 passes for 303 yards and two touchdowns in the loss. That would be the highest percentage completion or highest completion ever. Percentage ever, except for Phillip Rivers breaking the record just this last Sunday. So Mariota completed 22 of 23 passes last night. He completed his first 19 before an incompletion with just more than a minute remaining in the game. Texans record now 8-3 after they began the season 0-3. Titans record drops to 5-6. Yesterday was a busy day for another AFC South team. The Jacksonville Jaguars fired offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett and benched starting quarterback Blake Bortles after the Jags dropped their 7th straight game on Sunday. Coach Doug Marrone said that backup Cody Kessler will take over for the rest of the season, while Scott Milanovich will step into the role of offensive coordinator. Milanovich was hired as the team's quarterbacks coach last season after Hackett was promoted to the offensive coordinator position. And hours after that news, the league suspended running back Leonard Fournette for one game for fighting, and Jacksonville's loss to Buffalo on Sunday. Fournette left the sideline and threw a punch at Bills defensive end Shaq Lawson.
Is that against the rules these days?
It is against the rules. Not checking. In hockey, but in the NFL it is.
Just checking.
In college football news, former Oklahoma Sooners coach Bob Stoops shot down rumors that Auburn University power brokers have met with him about replacing Gus Malzahn as the Tigers' next head coach. Josh Moon of the Alabama Reporter and FootballScoop.com reported that some important people with Auburn met with Stoops a few weeks ago. Stoops adamantly denied those reports in an interview yesterday with USA Today. Mack Brown is headed back to North Carolina. ESPN reported Monday that Brown has agreed to terms to replace Larry Fedora as the next football head coach with the Tar Heels. Fedora was fired Sunday after going 45-43 in 7 seasons at UNC. The longtime University of Texas coach Brown is 67 years old now. His record is 244 with 122 losses and 1 tie in 30 seasons as a head coach. The last 5 years, Brown served as an ESPN college football analyst. He was 69-46-1 at North Carolina during his first stint from 1988 to 1997. Brown led the Tar Heels to winning seasons in each of his last 8 years, including top 10 finishes in the polls during his final two seasons in 96 and 97. And in baseball, the Atlanta Braves were busy yesterday. First, they brought back former Brave Brian McCann with a one-year contract for $2 million. The 34-year-old catcher played for the Braves from 2005 till 13. He's a seven-time All-Star and won a World Series with the Houston Astros back in 2017. Then later yesterday, the Braves signed free agent third baseman and former Faith Academy Ram Josh Donaldson to a one-year, $23 million contract. The 32-year-old batted a combined 246 with 8 home runs and 23 RBIs in 52 games for Cleveland and Toronto last season. He missed more than 3 months in the middle of the year with a lingering calf injury. Donaldson was born in Pensacola but moved to Mobile for high school, then played college ball at Auburn. He's a three-time All-Star and won the American League MVP award in 2015. 6:21 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Friday morning at 8. It's Football Friday with Phil Savage. Presented by Boyd's Royal Night, Government Boulevard in Mobile. Featuring $8 weekday lunch specials. All the football you can handle. Football Friday on FM Talk 106.5.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. I'm State Farm Agent Allison Horner, and I'm no different. I run a small business here in Mobile, too, and I'm perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Find me at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest Roads or on my website, AllisonHorner.com, for small business insurance today.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and a little warmer with highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at Naaman'sCatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jags.
St. Jude exceeds any expectation or any dream I could have ever had about a hospital. I was told we wouldn't get a bill. I didn't quite process that. How's this possible? It's possible through all the wonderful people who donate. I don't know if they are aware of what they do, but they're saving children's lives every day.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a good ride for the 1065 split traveling downtown. So far, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers have told us accident-free conditions. Spanish Fort, Daphne, all the way to Loxley. Good ride, long I-10. Advanced Dental Comfort next to Walmart in Fairhope, now offering same-day all-porcelain crowns with excellent quality that's warranted for 5 years. From sedation dentistry to same-day crowns, it's Advanced Dental Comfort. Call 210-1777. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
All right, 6:23 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. So we've had, we had Thanksgiving, but then we had Black Friday. Then we had Small Business Saturday. Then we had Patronize Your Favorite Bar Sunday. Okay, wait, maybe that wasn't one of them. And then we had Cyber Monday yesterday, although this is kind of Cyber Week. I had a conversation with JB Buino on the midday show yesterday, and it is a good point that the idea that there's this, what, here's Black Friday, here's Cyber Monday, it's just a thing that starts. Some of these places started their sales in the beginning of November, even, and it's just kind of run through, but we still have little definitions. Today, a little bit different. Giving Tuesday, we'll give you details about Giving Tuesday and how you can get involved coming up this morning right here on Mobile Morning, 6:25, and time for headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you. I am giving you the news today.
See, all right. See jokes. I get jokes. I get jokes.
Thank you very much. I worked on that one. Okay, listen, this is fantastic news. When it comes to adopting children, families here in Alabama are setting records in a really magnificent way. Governor Kay Ivey made the announcement on Monday that according to the Alabama Department of Human Resources, a record number of children from Alabama's foster care system found permanent homes during this fiscal year. So this fiscal year wrapped up in September the 30th, 710 foster children were adopted. That's up from 509 the year before and 502 the year before that. The previous record was 676 foster children, and that was in 2009. So there are about 6,375 children in foster care here in the state of Alabama. DHR Commissioner Nancy Buckner said about 70% of foster children, they do return to their biological families. She says, though, there were probably about 250 children in the system in need of adoption for whom DHR has not found an adoptive resource. Those children whose parents have lost their parental rights. So she says the increase in these adoption numbers is the result of a joint effort that involves our juvenile court system, our probate judges, DHR, and other partners. So that's fantastic news as we head into the, closer to Christmas. So everybody feels good and you want to make sure you give back and knowing that families are being reunited because families come in different colors and shapes and last names. But it's all about that love. I love to give you that headline today. Let's talk about your financial news as General Motors is slashing 15% of their workforce in North America, which equates to about 10,000 jobs, with more than half to come in the U.S. So they're getting rid of the production of the Buick LaCrosse, Chevrolet Impala, and Cadillac CT6 sedans, as well as the Chevy Volt plug-in hybrid and the Chevy Cruze Compact. This is a $3.8 billion restructuring effort aimed at refocusing, they say, their efforts on building autonomous and zero-emission vehicles. GM says that they will halt their production at their plants in Ontario, Canada, Maryland, Ohio, and Michigan in 2019. And while you think, that's not Alabama, that's not Florida, that's not Georgia, but guess what? We know that when you buy vehicles, they go to different plants across the nation and sometimes across various countries. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. And oddly enough, that was has been a discussion in our home. That was the Chevy Volt was a vehicle my wife was interested in. Now, I have been slowing it down because I have pointed out the things in her vehicle right now, both living and stuff that is hauled around.
Uh-huh.
I said, how you going to put all that in that Volt?
Yeah.
But she was hot and heavy on that vehicle, and now no moss.
No, my dad has that vehicle.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. And so whenever I come home, it's plugged into the wall. But that's not a vehicle that you... That's when you have a second vehicle.
That's right. Well, that's she considered having it as a second vehicle,
yes.
And I said, we don't have a second vehicle kind of budget for...
Hello, now you're talking
second vehicle,
my language.
Bicycles. Yes, that's her seconds.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Voters in Mississippi head to the polls today. They'll decide who will represent the state in the U.S. Senate. President Donald Trump hit the campaign trail in Mississippi Monday for Republican Cindy Hyde Smith. His visit to the state included a stop in Biloxi.
She loves our military. She loves our vets.
Hyde Smith faces Democratic challenger Mike Espy in today's runoff. A father is in jail this morning charged with shooting his daughter during what police describe as a custody exchange. 39-year-old Robert Hooper is charged with attempted murder. Police believe Hooper fired shots into a car his daughter was riding in Sunday night on Interstate 10 near the Virginia Street exit. Police in Alberta are looking for a group of thieves caught on camera stealing from cars and in at least three cases stealing the car itself. Video from the Wolf Run neighborhood shows at least five people rummaging through the vehicles in the neighborhood for about an hour and a half. Similar thefts were reported in Daphne Foley in Orange Beach. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Talking with my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn Landscape. And this time of year, you and I were just talking. We like to spend more time outside. Problem is, it gets darker earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about that now is a really good time to be outside. A lot cooler in the afternoons. S'mores, fire pits, everything
right,
else.
Right.
But if you like to be outdoors, landscape lighting is a really good way of extending the enjoyment of the outdoor landscape. And I don't know if your listeners, heck, I don't even know if our customers know that we do so much landscape lighting. It's just such a good value product.
And then the technology has come so far in the stuff that y'all are putting in landscape lighting packages.
Right. Over the last 10 years, the cost of that material has come down significantly with the LED bulbs and new fixtures and new ways to install low voltage lighting. It's pretty awesome.
And get out and enjoy the yard even after dark when you talk to my buddy Sid Sexton, Sexton Lawn and Landscapes. Tell us where to find you.
Well, our website, sextonlandscapes.com, or Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Three U.S. service members have been killed and three wounded when an improvised explosive device went off today near the central Afghan city of Ghazni. A U.S. civilian contractor also wounded in the blast. There is no other information at this moment. Correspondent Nick Payton Walsh is reporting from Kiev in Ukraine this morning that Germany is stepping into the crisis caused by Russia seizing Ukrainian ships.
Key, overnight, Germany's Angela Merkel has spoken to Vladimir Putin, seeking to de-escalate this, to get analysts in to work out what really happened in the Kerch Strait near the Crimean Peninsula, where Russian boats rammed into Ukrainian boats and where about two dozen Ukrainian sailors are now still held prisoner.
Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort has been accused of violating his plea deal with the Russia Special Counsel's Office by repeatedly lying to federal agents. Pictures coming in from NASA's InSight spacecraft on Mars show a mostly smooth and sandy terrain around the spacecraft, good for its experiments. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. British Prime Minister Theresa May arrives in Brussels today to attempt to agree on a blueprint of Britain's post-Brexit ties with the European Union, which diplomats say is being held up by disagreements over Gibraltar, fisheries, and trade. All EU leaders are due to meet on Sunday to rubber stamp the Brexit deal, consisting of Britain's withdrawal agreement and an outline of the two sides' new relationship. After Britain exits the EU, the fate of the withdrawal accord is uncertain. Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn will be detained for another 10 days following his arrest on suspicion of falsifying income reports by millions of dollars and misusing company assets for personal gain. The board of Nissan is set to decide this week whether to dismiss Ghosn and the company's representative director, Greg Kelly, who was also arrested on Monday on suspicion of collaborating in the wrongdoing. Crude oil sharply higher this morning, trading at $54.47 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for four straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in advanced manufacturing, cybersecurity, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan as the most improved state for business. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org.
Your help and donations are needed this holiday season to help the Salvation Army help others. Volunteers are needed to ring bells at Mobile and Baldwin County Red Kettle locations. Communities, school, civic, and church groups are urged to staff a kettle location for a day or more. To volunteer, contact Jeannie Baker at 266-8966. Donations help make possible Christmas Day meals and the overnight emergency shelter.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so you call for those freezing temps right at it here at our studios at 33, but I imagine that means areas north in Mobile and Baldwin County are getting that freeze.
Oh, yeah, they're in the 20s. In fact, Mount Vernon's been down to 26 degrees. That's the cold spot in the area.
The icebox of Mobile County.
That's right. Yes. And 33 so far officially at the airport for the low, 35 downtown. And most other areas around 30, 31 degrees and 32. So for most of the immediate area around Mobile, it's a light breeze. But to the north, it's getting down into the upper 20s and mid-20s. We're going to see another cold night tonight. After sunny skies today, we'll low high of only about 52, 53 degrees. The normal high this time of the year is 67, so that's way, way below normal. So tonight, mostly clear, again down into the low 30s. So tonight, around 32, 33 degrees. After that, we're going to pull out of the cool spell. Tomorrow, we'll get up into the upper 50s with sunny skies. Thursday, partly cloudy, 70 degrees. Wind will be out of the south, and we'll warm up very, very fast on Thursday. And, of course, with that will be an increase in humidity. Friday, mostly cloudy. A chance of a few showers developing on Friday, up to 75 degrees. And then as we look ahead to the weekend, looks like a very good chance for showers Friday night and Saturday. In fact, Saturday, a very humid day. We could be in the upper 70s, approaching 80 degrees then on Saturday. Sunday, partly cloudy, and just a few scattered showers on Sunday. Not quite as humid. Temperatures, though, still on the mild side, around 75 degrees for Sunday afternoon. So it's hard to believe with the cold weather we're going to have today, tonight, we're going to be up near 80 degrees over the weekend.
Wow. Wow. The Gulf Coast weather roller coaster continues, I guess, this time of year.
Yeah, and the reason for the very warm temperatures, we've got a big storm system is going to form out in the Great Plains, and that's just going to pull all that moist air and warm air from the Gulf of Mexico into our area and across the south at the end of the week.
We had talked about it a little bit yesterday, but just rain, you don't see any severe weather associated with this?
Right now, we don't. If there is any severe weather associated with this big storm system over the weekend, it's going to be up in the northern portion of the state. Looks like right now, the best bet is just shower activity.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast. Hear him exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5 and online at FMTalk1065.com. All right, as you head to the ATM this morning, before you do, I got a story for you that may, at least for some people out in Texas, it paid off. And then we'll have a moral question for you as well. All right,
this is going to be a
moral,
great day.
Moral challenge on the way. All right, that's on the way, as is traffic with Kane next.
Do you need a golf cart? Do you want a golf cart? Then check out the Cart Doctor at 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore. They've got the brand new 2019 Yamaha and the Star Street Legal Carts. Do you have a golf cart that needs repair? Cart Doctor repairs all models with their own body shop and full service mechanic. Plus, you can find all models of used carts or even rent a golf cart for football games, weddings, Halloween, Mardi Gras, and, well, yes, golf. And Cart Doctor will pick up and deliver too. They're the only full-service golf cart provider in South Alabama. Do you have something specific in mind? Cart Doctor will custom build your cart just for you. So for the new 2019 Yamaha golf cart or Star Street Legal carts, repairs, service, used carts, and even rentals, see the Cart Doctor, 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore.
Good morning, everyone. From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear for now. No delays from Airport, Dolphin, Moffitt, 65 to the 1065 split. 90 range line out towards Theodore Dawes Road. Been a good ride there. And inbound from the Baldwin County side, Bayway, Causeway, no delays. Ivytown, USA and Mobile on the corner of Airport and Schillinger Road. Your one-stop shop for everything fun for Christmas. They've got drones starting at only $23. From telescopes to Gundam plastic models and model railroading, get them what they want at Hobbytown.
633-8446. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The news, weather, and traffic you need. You need. The talk you want. You want. And the sports you love. You love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5. 106.5.
All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday, Giving Tuesday as well. It's hashtagged all over social media. It's also pretty easy to find if you look for a charity that you already give to or one you thought about giving to. They'll most likely have something up on their website today about Giving Tuesday. You know, with Black Friday, Cyber Monday, that's over, well, except we're in Cyber Week, but just break out with me for a second. Giving Tuesday, which is celebrated on the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving, is devoted to charitable causes, allowing people to focus on giving to others. Y'all remember Christmas, right? Remember what this is about?
Right.
Remember, giving to others, not just people in your family, not people just that you know, maybe to people you'll never meet. Giving Tuesday started back in 2012. I like this. Before you get this idea that whether it's Cyber Monday or Black Friday or all these things are something that's been in existence since mankind was on the planet, some of the histories are short, but that doesn't mean they're wrong. Events started in 2012 by a New York City nonprofit organization. Since 2012, according to their website, they've raised more than $300 million last year and some over $1 billion over the history of this with Giving Tuesday.
Excellent.
If you look at the hashtag Giving Tuesday on social media, you'll see lots of good organizations out there. Mm-hmm. And you can also, you'll think about the big organization. I'm not steering you one way or another what to do. Do what your heart tells you. And there are great national charities. There are. But there are also great charities right here at home, and I'm a bit of a homer, and I like to know that money that we're donating is helping people right here in our community. There's nothing wrong with helping national charities, too, as long as they are good charities. But also take a look. Don't just, if you say, I don't know what I want to give to, make sure you look locally as well for charities and not just the big names, the big brand names.
Right.
I hate to put it that way, but there's some big national brand names and charities. But there's also people doing really good work at home. So check it out, Giving Tuesday.
And I was just going to add, if you look locally, most places have websites, Facebook pages, social media. Look at their mission statement and understand where that money is going. Is this a 501c3 organization? We're close. We're all big boys and girls. We know we're getting closer to tax season.
Mm-hmm.
Think about your tax write-off, tax deductible.
Yeah.
Look for keywords like that.
And also how much money goes back in. If you look at Charity Star and other groups, they'll give you a ranking, if this is important to you, a ranking on how many pennies out of each dollar go to actually the mission statement that you were talking about versus administrative costs or whatever.
Yeah, I'm on a number of boards, and I know we go out of our
way
to make
sure. You're on every board.
No, I'm not. But I know we make sure to let people know what we're doing. We're very transparent, and that matters because we work hard for our money, and you want to make sure that your money is going to where your heart wants it to go. So do your homework. It's worth it. And don't just stop today, though. It's not just
Giving
Tuesday and you just stop.
Right, but today is just a reason for people to maybe refocus or look at it for the first time. And maybe you'll have some extra money if you're at the ATM out in Houston over the weekend and into yesterday morning. Listen to the story. This is from KTRK Radio out there. For about 2 hours late Sunday night into Monday morning, an ATM near Houston was spitting out $100 bills instead of 20s.
Ooh. Oh, man. That just sounds like one of those shows where they put a camera on and
see what people do.
How morally correct are you?
Well, this is one of those glitches that I don't think anybody complains about. A call went out over social media late Sunday night. Now, here it is. This is what gets me. That the Bank of America ATM near FM 1960, which in Texas, that's Farm to Market Road.
Uh-huh.
And if you get west of Dallas, they're RMs. They're Ranch to Market in West Texas, and they're Farm to Market in East Texas.
Do you still say hook 'em horns?
I don't ever say that.
But would they say that?
I don't know.
I'm sure plenty of them still say that.
But you could, so their roads are FMs and RMs, Farm to Market or Road to Market. That's like their secondary roads. The Bank of America ATM near FM 1960, so that's the name of the road, and Interstate 45 was giving away free money, according to the social media post. For every $20 requested by the customer, $100 bills, y'all, were dispensed by the machine. Guess what happened? A line of cars quickly formed, and several arguments and fights among the crowd that gathered at the ATM machine were reported. Deputies with the Harris County Sheriff's Office arrived at the shopping center parking lot about 1 a.m. Monday because of the crowd and the fights. At that point, the crowd quickly scattered. ATM glitch was reported to Bank of America, and the machine was temporarily shut down, according to KHOU television. Remained unclear how much cash was taken during all the excitement, but word here from Bank of America to all the people that got the money that they shouldn't have, go ahead and keep it, and Merry Christmas.
Wow.
But yeah, so you go and you say, okay, you get $100 and you get it broken out that way in 20s, and it turns out to be 100s. Just a question. Would you then try to go get another $100 out?
No, I mean, don't be greedy.
Would you then report yourself? Or would you, once you got the ill-gotten gains, would the first thing you do go on social media and say, hey, y'all, guess what I just did?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't think so either. All right, we'll talk more about that coming up. Time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Great news for the city of Mobile is, of course, we now know Carnival Cruise Line has upped their contract for another year. But before you toast and puff on a stogie... know this.
Yeah.
Carnival Cruise Line has changed its tobacco and marijuana smoking policy.
Oh, well, darn.
I know. According to TravelPulse.com, under the new rules, passengers caught smoking in non-specified areas will be fined $500 and face the possibility of being removed from the ship, at the next port of call.
I thought just randomly at sea. Bye-bye.
No, all guests staying in the same cabin could also be removed. Here's their line. Guests who are disembarked for violating our policy will be responsible for all financial charges and expenses to return home, and no refund of their unused cruise fare will be provided. They will be prohibited from sailing with Carnival Cruise Line in the future. This is serious. So the smoking ban includes cigarettes, cigars, pipes, and electronic cigarettes. Carnival also prohibits the possession of and the use of marijuana.
There you go.
I know. Smokers are welcome, though, with open arms in the tobacco smoking designated areas, and that includes the exterior decks of its ships, its casinos, and nightclubs. It is prohibited in all staterooms, including outside balconies, so just be mindful of that. And there is a list that they're going to post before you get on board, so don't say you didn't know. All right, this next story is really hard. Hearts are very heavy across Spanish Fort and the city and the state, and really beyond, as funeral services have been announced for 16-year-old Carolyn Berry. She was diagnosed with cancer and decided to use that diagnosis as her platform to raise awareness about childhood cancer, thanks to her hashtag Berry Strong. She died Thanksgiving Day. Visitations today from 9 until 11 a.m. at the Spanish Fort United Methodist Church, and then the funeral services will follow thereafter. Her family is asking, though, that you, instead of give flowers, that they say, quote, help us to continue to grow Carolyn's legacy and her passion for raising awareness and funding for childhood cancer research by donating to the Berry Strong fundraiser through the St. Baldrick's Foundation. And I will tweet that out. stbaldrick.org/fundraisers/Berry Strong. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Summerbee Senior Living lets you live an upscale independent lifestyle while offering help when you need it. Our assisted living professional associates provide the support you need, and nurses are available 24/7. Don't miss out on 2018 rates starting at $36.95 on select apartments for a limited time. Schedule your personal tour today to select the apartment of your choice before they sell out. Call 888-825-1670 or visit summerbeespark.com to learn more.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home. Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The State Bureau of Investigation has taken over a high-profile Thanksgiving night shooting. 21-year-old Mantic Bradford Jr. was shot and killed inside the River Chase Galleria in Hoover near Birmingham. He was believed to be the gunman in a shooting inside the mall that injured two people. But Hoover police announced the next day that Bradford did not fire those shots. During an event at the Capitol, Governor Kay Ivey was asked about the shooting.
It's a tragic situation. SBI has taken over the case. They're working it. Stay tuned.
Mobile Fire Rescue is expecting big news today. Firefighters will find out whether their insurance rating improves later this morning. An improved rating could lower insurance rates for homeowners and business owners in Mobile. And there's at least one more year to cruise out of the port city. Mobile's mayor and city council members held a news conference announcing the signing of a new contract with Carnival. It extends the Carnival Fantasy stay in Mobile through November of next year. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Feel like you can't afford to sell your home? Jason Will's Buyer Premium Listing Program cuts the commission rate in half. That's a total fee of just 3%. Call me, Jason Will, with JWRE at 333-4700. That's 333-4700 or online at jasonwillsellit.com.
Good morning. 10 minutes till 7 here on FM Talk 106.5, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On Monday Night Football, the Houston Texans won their eighth game in a row by defeating the Tennessee Titans 34-17. Texans running back Lamar Miller had 162 yards rushing on 12 carries, including a franchise record 97-yard run in the second quarter after the Texans stopped the Titans on 4th-and-1.
So now Lamar Miller able to get out of the hole. Could he? The car is chasing. Lamar Miller all the way, wire to wire, 97 yards of glory.
Texans are now 8-3 after beginning the season 0-3, while the Titans' record drops to 5-6. In college football news, former Oklahoma Sooners coach Bob Stoops shot down rumors that Auburn University power brokers have met with him about replacing Gus Malzahn as the Tigers' head coach. Josh Moon of the Alabama Reporter and FootballScoop.com reported that some important people with Auburn met with Stoops a few weeks ago. Stoops adamantly denied those reports in an interview yesterday with USA Today. And the Atlanta Braves were busy yesterday. First, they brought back former Brave Brian McCann with a one-year contract for $2 million. Then later, Braves signed free agent third baseman and former Faith Academy Ram Josh Donaldson to a one-year, $23 million contract. Oof. Donaldson was born in Pensacola but moved to Mobile for high school and played college ball at Auburn. He's a three-time All-Star and won the American League MVP award in 2015. 6:52 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile, the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the lower 50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear and cold with lows in the lower 30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and a little warmer with highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
The Salvation Army of Coastal Alabama believes that every child deserves to know the joy of a new toy or clothing at Christmas. and your help is needed with the Angel Tree program. Look for Angel Trees in shopping areas in Mobile and Baldwin counties and adopt one of the angels. Businesses can sponsor their own Angel Tree, or you can host a toy gift drive for forgotten angels, or volunteer at the Angel Tree Warehouse. Learn how you can help at 251-266-8966.
654 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. 33 now at our studios, heading for high in the 50s. More from Dr. Bill on our forecast coming up. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Sean. Sad news to report. 30 minutes ago, the AP tweeted that U.S. forces in Afghanistan say that three American service members have been killed in a roadside bombing in Ghazni province. This is breaking news this morning. We will bring more information to you as it comes into us, but very sad news indeed. And once again, I mean, as we go into the holidays, these troops, they have families back here. So once we know identity, rank, any information, we'll pass that on to you. I'd originally wanted to talk about a couple of other headlines, but I'll keep this simple. Have you heard of this? Atlanta's Scofflaw Brewing Company. Have you either?
Yeah, I love the word Scofflaw.
You like that?
Yes.
Okay, well, they're introducing three of its beers into the Alabama market.
Okay.
They're having events in Birmingham and Mobile. So they announced that they will be releasing a select draft and a small amount of packaged beer in Birmingham and Mobile markets beginning today, or yesterday, I should say. Okay, here are the three initial offerings. Basement IPA. It's a citrus India Pale Ale.
Okay.
With a 7.5% ABV.
Mm-hmm.
POG Basement IPA, or would you just say POG, combining passion fruit, orange, and guava, with a 7.5% ABV, and Dirty Beaches, featuring tropical wheat, fruit aromas, and flavors with a 6.3% ABV. They say that they launched in Georgia 2 years ago. The founder says that some of the company's original backing actually came from Alabama. Says that when we go into a market, I want to be sure that we have a real connection to that market. We really wanted to share the Scofflaw experience with Bama. I knew the state had a great potential beer market and is in close proximity to the brewery. It all just made sense. Beer is being distributed by in-state by United Johnson Brothers of Alabama. So if you're wanting to have a taste or toast it up, Friday, December 7th, head to Loaded Beer Garden in Mobile, of course, downtown at 6 p.m. And you can enjoy the Basement IPA, the POG Basement IPA, or the Dirty Beaches. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Sounds tasty. 657. This list is back out, and I'll say this. The number one place on the list did not change, but the folks at Forbes put out their annual list of world's highest paid TV host. Little screen, small screen, right?
Oh, I already know the answer.
Yeah, you know number one.
Yep.
Judge.
Yes.
Judy.
Yes. But number five. So we'll do the 5-1 here. Okay. Making $44 million just on the TV thing. Steve Harvey, number five. All right. Ryan Seacrest at number four with $74
million. As Kelly Ripa's co-host or just all the other $10 million?
I don't know. I have never watched more than 3 minutes in a row of that show in my life. Kind of busy during that, you know. Kind of. Dr. Phil, $77.5 million in the last year. Ellen DeGeneres, $87.5 million. And numero uno, again, because she dominates us, Judge Judy Shineland, $147 million bucks from the small screen. Syndication, it's a good thing, isn't it? All right, we'll be right back.